SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
Yurudamarang, hello, I'm Luana Grant, Executive Producer of NITV Radio. I'll be your host for this special episode of The Australia Explained. Education is a pathway to opportunity, but for too long, Indigenous students in Australia have faced barriers to success. While challenges remain, positive change is happening. More Indigenous students are finishing school, universities are embracing First Nations knowledge, and community-led programs are making a real difference.
Accessibility to support, really. That was the difference between graduating or not, Year 12.
In this episode, we'll hear from Indigenous education experts and students about what's working, why cultural education matters, and how Indigenous and Western knowledge can come together to benefit all students. Before European colonisation, First Nations cultures had rich education systems, deeply connected to land, knowledge and community. These traditions continue to offer valuable insights today. Yet, inequality in education outcomes still exist. Indigenous students have lower school attendance, literacy and numeracy rates, and university representation. This is due to historical and ongoing factors like discrimination, lack of culturally inclusive education, and socioeconomic disadvantage. In 2008, the Australian government issued a formal apology to Indigenous Australians for the mistreatment they endured, particularly the forced removal of children from their families, communities and country. As part of this apology, a pledge was made to close the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians in various areas of life, including education. Sharon Davis, a Bardi and Kija person, is the CEO of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Education Corporation. They say it is important to recognise the history of discrimination that Indigenous children face when discussing how to close the education gap.
Legislations and policies have explicitly worked to keep Aboriginal kids out of school since the beginning. There's a recent report actually from NIAC, the National Indigenous Youth Education Coalition, that people can just look up and Google. And it's highlighted policies like the exclusion on demand policies, which was introduced in the early 20th century. They actually had the policies written where non-Indigenous families could demand the removal of Aboriginal kids from classrooms.
However, the key part of the National Agreement on Closing the Gap is reforming the way governments work with First Nations people and communities to overcome the inequality experienced by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Sharon Davis explains the importance of reforms such as shared decision-making and building the community-controlled sector for Indigenous education.
We know that Aboriginal community-controlled organisations are the most sustainable way to address the needs of communities. And where our people lead education, we see better engagement, better outcomes and stronger pathways for our young people. And probably hand in glove, just as important, is genuine partnership. So when our organisations have that decision-making authority, because we base our work on lived experience and not assumptions, and that's when you see real change.
Dr. Anthony McKnight is an Awabakal Gomeroi and Nguyen man working at the University of Wollongong's Woolloongarr Indigenous Centre. He has spent many years teaching and researching how to embed Aboriginal pedagogy in curriculum, policy and practice. Dr. McKnight believes that the meaning of closing the gap needs to be reframed in Indigenous education.
Close the gap means that the Aboriginal person closes the gap to the Western education understanding, but it leaves a massive gap back to their own education system. For me, it should be about the Aboriginal child in the middle, and then the two knowledges come together to that middle ground. Our students have got to be skilled to be able to live in both knowledge systems.
Sharon Davis says measuring education success solely through indicators like literacy scores or school attendance misses the bigger picture. But they emphasise that it is still important to highlight the gap in education outcomes. Davis draws an example from the most recent nationwide data.
For example, the retention rates of Indigenous students in secondary school currently sits at around 59%. And compared to non-Indigenous students, it's around 85%. That comparison actually tells us that something in the system isn't working. The education system that we have was never designed for First Nations people. And when we see gaps in outcomes, that's more a reflection of how education has failed to serve Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students and young people learners, not the other way around.
Last year, Gamilaroi young woman Ratori Lane celebrated her HSC completion at Dubbo Senior College. She was part of the largest ever cohort of Indigenous students who completed Year 12 in New South Wales. Ms. Lane says a supportive learning environment made all the difference.
Accessibility to support, really, that was the difference between graduating or not Year 12. That was the major thing for me, was the support around the school.
Her support network included school staff, Indigenous teachers and workers from the National Aboriginal Sports Corporation Australia, an organisation running programs across New South Wales and the Northern Territory, helping Indigenous students connect to culture and succeed in school.
I definitely had a lot of support from especially all the staff and also the NASCA workers. Like, they'd come, they'd take you to lessons, they'd help you all the way through. And then the teachers were just there to help with anything.
Ratori's mother, Janar Dell, is the deputy principal at Dubbo Senior College, where her daughter graduated. She was the first one in her family to go to university. She speaks of generational changes in Indigenous education.
I still got kids that come to me and they'll say, Miss, I'm the first one that's going to graduate in my family. Even that in itself is an accomplishment for our people. For me as an Indigenous person and thinking about everything that we've overcome in this country, that is an accomplishment, because all the adversities that we've faced as Indigenous people, we have still been able to conquer a Western way of doing things, which is education.
Ratori will study a Bachelor of Arts majoring in Indigenous Studies. She says she felt inspired to help other young people in her community be empowered in their education and reconnect with culture.
Trying to get myself in a position to educate other Indigenous kids that have lost it, that don't really know about it, and it's been lost through generations because of what has happened. So hopefully help be part of the process to revive the culture, bring it back to life.
It's worth noting that from an Indigenous perspective, closing the gap in education means more than improving outcomes. It's about valuing First Nations knowledge, empowering communities to lead, and creating culturally safe spaces. It's also about identity, pride, and ensuring future generations stay connected to culture while succeeding on their own terms. Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Zoe Tomeidu. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian, and I'm Luana Grant. Until next time.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.